Good morning, this is Monica and Stephanie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Gold Coast renters have been the most negatively impacted from the renting crisis out of all regions in Queensland. The city is currently the second worst in the country for price increases since the pandemic. As the last day of the People's Commission into the Housing Crisis hearing begins, a new report shows Australian renters are spending thousands extra annually. Renters in regional Australia are averagely spending $153 more each week than they were in June 2020. According to Everybody's Home study of SQM Research, according to the data, the average weekly rent for houses and apartments on the Gold Coast increased by around $363 between June 2020 and June 2024. The Gold Coast trailed behind worst-ranked northern Western Australia, where rent ascended by $481, while southern Queensland saw the fourth highest rent rise in the country at $236.
New data reveals that Queenslanders are waiting up to 14 hours to be seen by a doctor in emergency departments. The figures shared in a question on notice showed that Queenslanders spent more than 8 hours in EDs in 14 of the state's public hospitals between December and March. The longest wait was recorded in Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital in February, coming in at 14 hours and 6 minutes. This comes after ambulance ramping in Queensland hit a record high in March, with 45.5% of patients waiting more than 30 minutes to enter a hospital.
In national news, after almost a century of screening films, Ballarat's Regent Cinemas has permanently shut its door on Monday night. First opened in 1928, it was one of the largest theatres in regional Victoria, housing almost 2,000 seats in stall and balcony levels. The cinema's management confirmed its official closure on social media late that evening, stating it was, quote, a result of a number of factors that have contributed to the heartbreaking decision to close the business. The social media post has since gone viral, prompting Ballarat moviegoers to express a mutual sadness over the cinema's sudden closure.
By the end of this year, windows that act as solar panels will be accessible to the general public nationwide. The innovative technology, which is already being placed on city skyscrapers, is anticipated to greatly reduce power expenses for projects that can afford the initial outlay. According to Martin Daly, CEO of Clearview Technologies, based in Perth, the panels will be accessible in, quote, the next 3 or 4 months. Light rays are redirected by nanoparticles through the clear double-glazed glass to tiny solar strips implanted in the window's edge, where they are transformed from energy to electricity.
In international news, LGBTQ plus campaigners are celebrating as Namibia overturns a law banning consensual gay sex. The African nation inherited the ban after separating from South Africa in 1990, and while the law was rarely enforced, activists claim it allowed prejudice and violence towards LGBTQ plus people. The decision was made by 3 High Court judges who stated that the legislation resulted in unfair discrimination under the Namibian constitution. UNAIDS Regional Director for East and Southern Africa and Githuku Shonwe says the ruling will create a safer environment for LGBTQ plus communities in Namibia.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds and medium chance of showers, most likely in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.